Lecture 2. For items 35 to 40, you will hear a lecture on family and the changes it has gone through. As you listen to the lecture, mark the alternative which best answers each question or completes each statement. Now you have 1 minute to look at the questions and the alternatives.
Good morning. I'd like to begin my lecture with a question. What changes do you observe in today's world compared with the past?
Changes in technology?
In means of communication?
In lifestyle?
Right. There are numerous examples. But if you ask me, among all the changes, none are more important than those happening in our personal lives, in our emotional life, marriage, and the family. So today, my lecture will be about the family and the changes it has gone through. In our time, people are concerned about the preservation of the family and feel great nostalgia for the way it was in the past. Let me then begin with the concept of the traditional family. The traditional family is a very general term. There have been many different types of family structures in different societies, but the common point was that the traditional family was, above all, an economic unit. In Europe, for example, agricultural production normally involved the whole family group. Even personal relationships and marriages were based on an economic concept. In other words, when people married, there was little place for love in their lives, because the main basis of marriage was the transmission of property. Marriage was a way of making sure that their property would be inherited by the people they favored. Moreover, inequality between the sexes was natural in the traditional family. Women were the property of their husbands or fathers, and this was even mentioned in law. In the traditional family, it wasn't only women who lacked rights. Children did too. In fact, the inclusion of children's rights in law is relatively recent. That is, in the past, there was no legal way to protect them. In pre-modern periods, children were not raised for their own sake or for the satisfaction of parents. One could almost say that children were not recognized as individuals. It wasn't that the parents didn't love their children, but they cared about them for the contribution they made to the common economic task rather than for themselves. A transitional phase in family development was observed in the 1950s. Back then, the proportion of women who had a job was still relatively low, and it was still difficult, especially for women, to obtain a divorce without a negative reaction from the society. On the other hand, men and women at this time were more equal than they had ever been, both in fact and in law. The family had ceased to be an economic entity, and romantic love had become the basis for marriage. Since then, the family has undergone further change. Only a minority of people now live in what might be called the standard 1950s family, both parents living together with their children of that marriage, where the mother is a full-time housewife and the father the breadwinner.
So how about today? What about today's family and couple?
Okay. Of course, older family forms have not disappeared totally. In the United States, for example, recent immigrants still live according to traditional values. Most family life, however, has been transformed by the rise of the couple. You may wonder what I mean by that. You see, in the traditional family, the married couple was only one part, and often not the main part of the family system. Ties with children and other relatives tended to be equal or even more important in the day-to-day conduct of social life. Today, however, the couple is at the core of the family. I mean, it is at the center. This happened as the economic role of the family decreased and love became the basis of marriage. The position of children in all this is interesting. Our attitudes towards children and their protection have altered radically. We prize them so much, partly because they have become so much rarer, and partly because the decision to have a child is very different from what it was for previous generations. In the families of the past, children were an economic benefit. Today, on the contrary, a child places a large financial burden on parents. Having a child is more of a distinct and specific decision than it used to be. It is a decision guided by psychological and emotional needs, and most people attach the utmost importance to how children should be cared for and protected. Now let me conclude. Many of the changes happening to the family may be problematic and difficult, but surveys show that few want to go back to traditional male and female roles. It should be emphasized that sexual equality is not just a core principle of democracy. It is also relevant to the happiness and fulfillment of the family. If ever I were tempted to think that the traditional family might be best after all, I just remember my great aunt. She must have had one of the longest marriages ever. She married young and was with her husband for over 60 years. She once confided in me that she had been deeply unhappy with him for the whole of that time. In her day, there was no escape.
This is the end of part A of the listening section. Now, your proctor will hand out your answer sheet. You'll have 10 minutes to transfer your answers onto the answer sheet. Make sure you submit both the question booklet and the answer sheet to the proctor after the 10 minutes are up.